Here with head coach Paco Labrador, the head coach of the Wittenberg volleyball program, taking a look at the 2010 season for his women as they get set for a season in which they will take on what seems like a massive list of the top 10 as listed by the AVCA. Coach, first of all, thanks for taking some time. Excited for 2010 after another conference championship year a year ago, another NCAA tournament appearance a year ago. Yet now you've got a massive group of juniors who are looking to maybe make this a very special year in 2010.
Yeah, absolutely. That group of juniors that I have now were sophomores last year, and they were just kind of getting their feet wet, getting used to being out on the floor and getting used to being in high-level competition. And I think they've made some pretty nice strides this winter and this spring and this summer to take their game to the next level, and I think we have a really good core of juniors in there that are going to play very well this season.
A lot of topics of conversation to get to, and we'll begin with what is one of the immediate points of notice. The schedule this year in 2010 is fantastic. You host a couple of invitationals, one to kick off the season on September 3rd and 4th when you invite St. Thomas, University of Wisconsin-Whitewater, and California Lutheran out to play at the Hyper Center for the Wittenberg National Invitational, then a trip to Washington University. You've got the Border Battle, which has become an annual tradition, and also the Wittenberg Fall Classic. And none of this includes the North Coast Athletic Conference, which will have its own portion of your schedule. Just a tremendous schedule here in 2010. How'd you end up pulling this one off, Coach?
Yeah, that first 3 weeks is kind of it's kind of scary. It's kind of daunting when you look at it with all the numbers behind all the teams that we're playing against. We're playing against a ton of ranked teams, and the bottom line is I felt like this team was prepared for that. And I felt like if we can get some good competition early in the year to really set the tone for how we're going to have to play throughout the season, then I think we're going to be in good shape come the NCAA tournament. I was really happy to have the teams that decided to come out to the National Invitational. I think that's going to be probably the single most competitive Division III tournament on that first weekend of the season. So I think a lot of people are going to have their eyes on the results from that match. And then WashU always puts up a great tournament with very competitive teams. And we've been there a few times before. And as a matter of fact, WashU is going to be hosting the national championships this year. So it's going to be nice for us to take a trip over there and get to see their gym. And hopefully that's someplace that we'll get to return later on in November. And the Border Battle, you just can't say enough about the Michigan teams and how well they're performing. And Hope and Calvin have been great for the last couple of years. And Alma's an up-and-coming team as well. So you just you know you're going to get some good competition, specifically with that kind of rivalry in Michigan to Ohio as well.
As for taking a look at the schedule in terms of nationally ranked competition, I know that you mentioned to me that seven of these opponents that you're going to see were at least preseason top 10 in the country. That's just absolutely staggering to have that level of competition. But I guess it's a big measuring stick for your women this year.
It will be. Yeah, I figure that if we can get and see those top seven teams, we're going to see a lot of different styles and a lot of different threats. And if we can get acclimated to how we can adjust to things and how we can game plan for these types of teams, it's, again, going to help us down the stretch. I got a feeling that a lot of the teams that we're going to see in the first 3 weeks of the season are teams that we're going to see in the last couple weeks of the season. So it'll be nice to get a measuring stick, like you say.
The Tigers ranked number 11 in the preseason poll, according to the AVCA this season, coming off a year in which they finished 24-8, but 16-0 in the North Coast Athletic Conference, winning another conference regular season and tournament title. Taking a look at the returners this year, Coach, it's a smaller roster compared to years previous. Only one senior, Amy Cox, who's taking over a big role for your team. Tell us a little bit about Amy, what you expect from her, and what role she's going to be filling here in 2010.
I put a lot on Amy's shoulders this offseason. She was one of the top right-side hitters, I think, in our region. She's a left-handed player and was doing a great job offensively for us last season, one of our go-to players. And as the offseason came about, I realized that she'd make a pretty darn good setter as well. So I asked her going into the winter and the offseason, I said, Amy, let's change that RS, that right side, from your title to just S. Let's just put you on the setter position and see how it goes. And she's the type of person that will work very, very hard behind the scenes to make sure that she meets all of her goals. And I put that goal in front of her, and like I thought she would, she's come through with shining colors and is playing a very good setter role for us this preseason.
Paco Labrador, head coach of the Wittenberg volleyball program, our guest here on the Tiger Sports Network. Well, you wouldn't have thought with only one senior that it would be an upperclassman-laden program, but eight juniors on a 14-individual roster. Coach, I don't know if you've had that big of a class maybe ever come through here for the Wittenberg Tigers.
No, I haven't. That class is enormous, but it's also the kind of the heart and soul of this team. They're the real, they're kind of the foundation for what we're building everything off of. They have great heads on their shoulders. They're all great athletes. It was a nice recruiting class that I had that year, and they all get along very well, and it's kind of a neat thing to see how they've developed and how they've come together. And I'm excited. The thing that I say all the time is that these juniors are playing so well that I usually worry about them graduating, but now I keep having to remind myself that I got these juniors for one more year, which is even more exciting to know that they'll be back senior year as well.
Kimmy Dyer's going to be one of the leaders on that unit. Talk a little bit about a couple of the other players who you really expect to see be in that starting six and really maybe taking care of the leadership role on this team as well.
Yeah, we've got, I mean, that whole junior class has potential to be out there. That's the thing, is they're so athletic and so strong. Katie Sumner is a middle in that class, and Miranda Sagal is another middle. And that 1-2 combo of Miranda and Sumner, they're doing very, very well there as our middle attackers. You can't say enough about Christine Simpson, who's been able to play just about every position we need for us. She's done some right side, she's done some middle, and we may even have her doing some left for us at times. She's a versatile player. I really like the way she does lots of different things for us. We've got Hannah Riley and Hillary Monin, who are two great defensive players, great left side hitters. I love the ball control that they bring to the floor. They can do a lot of things for us just in broken plays, and they're nice servers as well. And then we have these two lefties. We've got Catherine Farney and we've got Elise Adams, and it's nice to have a left-handed attack coming from the right antenna. We've had been able to use that in the past. It's hard for defenses to line up against them. So those are two real big blockers and real strong hitters that we can have from that antenna.
As for your setter position, you already alluded to the fact that Amy Cox is trying to fill the shoes of Aaron Slattery. And not only is it going to be an interesting scenario of the fact that you're trying to replace an All-American, but also the fact that you're shifting from a platooning system with two setters, now just going with one. Talk a little bit about how that changes your entire offensive philosophy out there on the court.
Yeah, it's something that we've been running that 6-2 for a long time now. And going back to the 5-1, just the one-setter system, it's got its pros and it's got its cons. I love the fact that we don't burn subs. So when you're just running a 5-1, you're really not using up as many subs. And if you need situational subs, you have them to use. And we really didn't have that when we were running a 6-2. We had to save all of our subs for getting our setters out of the back row and getting our big hitters in the front row. The other thing that's nice, you know, Amy Cox is a left-handed player, and she's a big, strong right-side blocker. So typically your setter is one of the weaker blockers that you have on your team. But in our instance, Amy is probably our best blocker as a setter. So she does a good job of being able to defend opposing teams' attackers. And being left-handed, it makes her a threat. In the past, we haven't had setters that could attack. And now with Amy playing front row and being left-handed, she can kind of be an attack threat to attack on too.
Wittenberg takes on St. Thomas as part of the Wittenberg National Invitational coming from the HBER Center in Springfield coming up on September 3rd. Five underclassmen, three sophomores, two freshmen, obviously are going to see some playing time, if for no other reason than by necessity. Coach, talk a little bit about what you expect from them. Obviously, you would like to see them push those nine upperclassmen.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have right now our starting libero is Christina Jaleen. She was a freshman last year and took over that role towards the end of the season, and she's continued to improve, and she's worked on her game to the point where she's definitely going to be our libero this year as a sophomore. And then her classmates, Hallie Donathan and Jessica Batanian, are both in situations where we really need them for depth. Jessica Batanian plays left side and is a great ball control player for us, and you really can't have enough depth and power in that left side position because they do a lot. Those players have to play six rotations, and if there is a break that someone needs to get, it's usually in that role. And then Hallie Donathan is a great setter for us. She can also play defense, so she can fill a couple roles for us when we need her to do those types of things. And then our two freshmen, Andrea Bailing, is a nice middle. And middles, again, are pretty rare to come by. And we picked up a nice middle out of Columbus, Indiana. She's doing a great job acclimating to our system and kind of getting up to speed with the college game. And Quinn Gable is a defensive player. And so she's going to be helping us in the defensive role as a backup libero and just putting her in situations where we need to get a big dig at the right time.
With so many hefty weekends with the Power Weekends, and we'll turn our focus to the North Coast Athletic Conference, you're going to have situations where you're going to have to play four matches quite a few times in a span of 2 days. You're going to need that depth across the board in order to get some rest and to get some players an opportunity to maybe sit a little bit so they're not completely worn out by the end of the season.
Definitely. Our team versatility is very nice. Like I've hopefully been able to convey that we have players that can do a variety of different things and play a variety of different positions. So if we need someone to come in and set, we can have Hallie come in and do some setting for us. If we need Christine Simpson to play some middle, she can move into the middle. So our team versatility will help us with our depth in that scenario if we need to rest people. And quite honestly, I've been talking a lot about efficiency and how we play, so that we are hopefully going to be able to keep rallies short with pass, set, kill kind of combinations. We're going to try to win a lot of games in three so that we don't have to go too long. But we've talked about this a lot, that we have a shorter bench, and so energy is going to be at a premium, and we're going to have to be as efficient as we can with everything that we do so that we don't get too tired towards the end of those long weekends.
Eighth-year head coach Paco Labrador and his Tigers get set for the 2010 season, which will see the Tigers at home a lot, which means they get to sleep in their own beds a lot, Coach. Don't have to worry about putting too many miles on the bus, which in a lot of ways is a very, very good thing.
That's pretty nice. I get to sleep in my own bed. That's why I did it, really. No, it's really nice to be at home in front of our crowd. We were on the road a lot last year, and I knew that we needed to get those kind of road legs under us. And this year, I feel like we're pretty confident with the road trips we have, but we really want to be in the hyper a little bit and kind of share what we have here, the kind of special thing that we have with the volleyball program, with the community and with the staff and with the students here at Wittenberg.
You were on the road over the course of the summer, except it wasn't on a bus. It was on a plane across the pond over to Spain for a trip as a team. Talk a little bit about that trip. It's a trip that I know that you guys have made in the past across over to Europe. What did you guys experience? What was the trip like? And obviously, what do you hope that the players were able to get from it?
Yeah, the trip takes really, there's three goals from this trip. One is to play and to compete and to get some extra practice time on the volleyball floor to get better and kind of continue our development as a team. The other goal is really to have a good cultural experience to where we can go. We went to Segovia, we went to Valencia, we went to Toledo, we saw a lot of Madrid, we saw some museums, and so they're really getting an education about a different culture and a different place. And then thirdly, you can't get any closer in terms of team bonding than being pretty much on top of each other for 2 weeks in strange hotels and playing in weird gyms with people smoking in the stands and, you know, officials that you don't know what they're saying and things like that. Is just a really good way of getting tighter and closer as a team, getting to know the people that are around you. It was a great experience. I can't say enough about this group and how easily they made the travel happen. They were very flexible. They were very good at just exploring things and trying new things. They were a good group, and I really had a great time with them, and I'm looking forward to doing this trip every 3 years. I think it's a great tradition that we have, and typically teams play pretty darn well when they come back the next season as well.
And for a lot of individuals who may not know where they want to go abroad or may not have anything in mind, it sort of kills two birds with one stone. You get an opportunity to stay with your teammates who you might have been afraid to leave in the first place, and also get an opportunity to go out and explore some of those new cultures.
Exactly, yeah. I got a feeling most of the people said, I can't wait to go back, and they'll be confident enough to be able to go back now on their own or maybe with just a couple of their teammates just because of this experience. Now, is it going to be as easy as having all the stuff planned out for you like I did for them? Maybe not, but at least they're going to be okay with that. And we actually had three players stay an extra couple of weeks when they were there. They went up to Italy on their own and just spent some time in Rome touring around there. So I have some pretty independent kids that are pretty confident, and it was just a fun trip overall.
This team doesn't seem to have any problems getting it done in the classroom as well. It's another day, another academic award for the Wittenberg Volleyball Program. AVCA gives them their 10th. Talk a bit about this, the GPA for this program, just stellar on a year-in and year-out basis.
Yeah, I have a lot of pride in this team because they really understand the idea that it's not just you're not just here to play volleyball, and it's not just about excellence in the weight room or excellence on the volleyball court. They really do try to transfer all of the discipline and all of the effort and work ethic that we train in the courts to their classes. So they're going and participating and getting involved as much as they possibly can. They're taking good time management in terms of getting papers finished, handling being on the road. I mean, last year we got that award for a GPA that we had last season, and last year we were on the road quite a bit, and yet this team found ways of doing things in hotel rooms and making sure that they got all their work finished. It makes my life a lot easier when I have a team of very intelligent young athletes.
We talked about the veterans on this team in terms of the ones who will actually be out on the floor for you guys. You've got another veteran joining you here for her second season in Laura Jensen, who joins you in her sophomore campaign with the Wittenberg Volleyball Program. What do you think will be the biggest difference between your relationship with her, her relationship with the players, between year one in the program and now in year two?
Well, you know, I've been an assistant for many years, and when I was an assistant, it was always tough that first year getting acclimated to what the expectations were of the program. And there's no better feeling as an assistant coach than going into the beginning of your second year. Once you're in your second year, you know what's going on, and you feel so much more at ease. And JJ is a great technical trainer, and she's always been good at that in practices. But I think this offseason she's created kind of more of a relationship with the team, and especially this trip to Spain, it's really helped everybody get a little bit tighter and to know each other a little bit better. And so now I think that it's just going to even more so bring out her personality and allow her to connect really well with all the players and help bring out the best in them.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to this season. We know we're going to see a lot of these matches right here in Springfield, so it should be a great opportunity for some folks to see some top-tier Division III volleyball.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Ben. I appreciate it.
That's Head Coach Paco Labrador joining us here on the Tiger Sports Network, counting down to the start of the 2010 volleyball season.